Sergey, you must feel really rested today after a day off yesterday, right?
Yeah, feel pretty good.
You don't get very many of those days off, but I've got to ask you, when you do, do you become a fan? When you're sitting on the bench watching Curtis do what he was doing last night against the Kings, do you become a fan?
It's tough to say. Usually I adjust in my own world, and I just try to take advantage of those days and to be relaxed and go out of your routine, you know, and just look at the things at a different angle. And so I try to be like a little bit on the side, I would say so.
Is it nice to get a practice day, maybe to work on a few things? I know you like to work on your net and maybe playing the puck. Is it nice to actually get time with your goalie coach to work on those things on a day like today?
Yeah, definitely. You need those days, those quiet days to work on your game and in a quiet environment, you know, and do your things, your goalie stuff.
How impressed are you with Curtis McElhinney, who's really had limited practice time with no practices, to be able to do what he did last night? He was very impressive.
Yeah, I was so happy for him. He's a great guy. He's a great teammate. He's worked so hard, and so I was so happy to see his win and how great he played.
And you guys have been working together for a couple of years now, and it's a unique position because it's you and him that do that job. Not like the forwards where there's 12 or 13 of them around, or the defensemen where there's 8 of them. It's just you two guys and on the same page. And how close of friends have you become in these couple of seasons?
Yeah, we have definitely great relationship. Well, one of the best for my life, you know, with that. So sometimes it's tough position, you know, to be like two goalies, as you said, it's a play only one, and it's tough to find a good relationship. But in this case, Curtis, he's so pro, and he support me a lot when I play, so, and I feel his support too.
Sergey, I saw when you came in with the Flyers, you had to battle for the number one position. You get here, you get the number one, you win the Vezina Trophy that year. And then last year, you changed things. You tried to bulk up and get a little bigger. How good is it to be able to refer back to that year where you had the Vezina and some good success to get you back to how you feel right now?
Well, I would say so. The goalie life, it's a journey, and you learn some things. It's all about process, you know, and you move on, move forward, and you try something and then forget them or move on with them. So, and that's the all about. And you try to be better every day, and you to try to find the perfect balance in your life, and that's gonna go for a whole life.
Is it more on ice for you now, or is it? I mean, before was it more on ice and less off ice, or is it now more off ice?
It's tough to look at this way. It's all about, it's the your hockey life, it's the whole life. You know, you can't just take like what you do on the rink and go with it. So it's connected to everything, with your family also, how you use your time for rest, what you do for rest. It's all connected, like a mental, physical, and spiritual things.
A lot of people from outside of Columbus, like when we get interviewed on national shows, people say, well, what's made Sergey so different this year? How did he bounce back so quickly? And does it have to do with all that stuff that you're just talking about right there?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah. So you learned some things, and you test some things, you try some things, and some of them work and some of them not work. So, and you just try to take best out of your experience and move on.
And how much of it also is that we know you're a proud guy, and we know that you want to be a huge part of this organization. Last year, did you feel like maybe you weren't the big part that you wanted to be and really wanted to get back to that this year?
Well, last year I had so much problem with my health, and that was the biggest concern going into this season too. So it's kind of, I was worried about, and I tried to do some different things and try to the other people, what's happening, why is that, and so on. So I did lots of researches on this, and so it was, so far it feels good.
Your team in front of you now is working so hard, and it seems like winning is all they want to do because they've got a taste of it being such a fun and positive thing. How proud are you of this group and the step they've taken this season?
Yeah, it's definitely great to see how hard guys work in front of you, and it's great to feel that you're part of the huge big system, you know, and you have to do your role, your job, and that the guys will take care of the rest of it. And that's great to feel going to the game, and obviously it's great to win that way.
The guys that are directly in front of you are the defensemen, and it's a very young group for the most part. But these guys, they're playing their tails off every day out there. How comfortable have you become in these 30 games with those six guys in particular, just knowing that they're going to make your job so much easier?
Yeah, we got great defensemen, and they skate very well. They block shot, and we have fun on the games too. So we work for each other, and we try to get each other back when it's needed.
I watch you guys. We see you guys talking every single whistle. It seems like there's lots of talk going on. Is that important to you to have them know what you're thinking and them and you understand what they're doing in those situations?
I don't know. I think the most important thing how the team feels when we go into the game. You kind of in that flow and you enjoyed your time in the games and you just play. You don't think about anything. You just in that attitude when it's all in the flow and you just there and move and enjoy the process of it.
How has Torts been for you?
We're not much talking with Torts, but he kind of that guy who lives alone, the goalies, and he care about the team, and that's what's our relation.
So it's important with you, with your goalie coach. It's even more important then, probably.
Yeah, I would say that he trusts to our work. And our work to stop the puck, and that's it.
Yeah, that's what he says.
Yeah, and he doesn't go a lot in our think what we do, or he just leave us alone, and he work with the team, and we just work our way to help the team.
And is that a positive for you?
I think so, yeah. I take it, so I think it's nice.
We're talking with goaltender Sergei Bobrovsky, and you know, the people in the stands, because of the glass, they can't hear a lot of the stuff that's going on the ice. And Jody was mentioning the talk that goes on. As a goaltender, like, you're seeing most of the game, it's in front of you most of the time. How much do you talk to the defensemen and just helping them with their positioning, you know, like knowing if there's pressure coming and things like that? How much talking do you have to do?
Well, I talk a lot, but the thing is, I don't know they hear a lot or not, because some.
It's like having kids,
yeah.
Actually.
No, it's not that, because some buildings is very loud, and you just physically can't hear it. So that's. But I'm the person who I like to talk. I like to be in the game, in my own attitude, on my own mood, my own zone. So and trying to be there.
Is it pretty much like when they're going behind the net and they don't know what's behind them, or even as you're looking at it in front, if you see a guy that's come open and a guy hasn't recognized it yet and slid over, do you try to help him out with that too?
Are you like a coach on the ice too?
No, I wouldn't say coach. I just tell him that, for example, if the puck in the corner and somebody in front of the net, I just tell him, like, watch back. There is the guy, so, or like there is a one-timer guy, so be aware that he can shoot one time. And so those are only small things, small details, or somebody on the back, so you have to like hurry up.
Is there a goaltender you watched growing up that you idolized? I mean, there was one Russian goaltender who was with Torts, Khabibulin, who won the Stanley Cup. Is there a Russian goaltender or a Russian person or an NHL guy that you looked up to as a young boy?
Well, I mostly, so we didn't have that, those social media and the internet and stuff like that. We had the good goalie in my hometown. He names Vadim Tarasov. He was very technique, and I was fortunate to watch him pretty much every day. So I watched practices, I watched game, and so I watched a lot him.
You would go to the rink and watch him?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So that's the good thing. So we had an opportunity, but sometimes we missed the lessons in the school to go watch the professional hockey. Yeah. That's fun.
That's good, but sorry, Bob. Think about this, the opportunity for the kids here, Sergei. NHL City, Blue Jackets playing so well, and having you here. I know there's a lot of kids in the winter who are Sergei Bobrovsky in Columbus and Ohio.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that way now. So It's good to have that, and you can watch it on the internet. You got like, you can choose any guy, and you can go and follow him on YouTube or other social media things. So
they're not doing that here, and I'll tell you exactly how I know. I've been through these rinks in the last 6 years. There are a lot of kids wearing number 72 in goal, and I never saw anybody wear number 72 in goal until you. So I know where it's coming from.
Thank you.
What does that mean to you? But what does that mean to you, knowing that you're a role model the kids are looking at?
Well, it tells you that you do something right, and you're able to be like example for the kids, and it gives you also, you have to take responsibility for that, for your lifestyle and so on, how hard you work and what you bring in this world.
Well, Sergey, we appreciate you taking some time for us, and I'm glad we got you on a day where you didn't have to work very much the day before. So, hey, thanks, and continued best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sergey.
Thanks.